light can open your eyes. One book can open your world. Knowledge gives you power. Read and rise higher.
Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Who is Government? The untold story of public service reframes how readers think about the people who make collective life function. Michael Lewis guides us beyond headlines and partisan noise to the desks, field sites, and command centers where civil servants quietly solve problems that affect safety, prosperity, and trust. With his signature narrative drive and curiosity, he surfaces how competence, culture, and mission intersect inside public institutions, and why small decisions compound into large consequences. Rather than arguing abstract policy, the book follows work, risk, and responsibility as they move through agencies, budgets, and communities. It is an invitation to look again at government not as a faceless monolith, but as a human system under pressure that still must deliver every day. For readers who care about accountability, resilience, and practical results, this is a timely, clarifying exploration of what it takes to serve the public well. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the human face of government. This topic centers on the people who choose public service and the motivations that sustain them through long careers. Instead of treating government as an abstract machine, the book highlights how character, training, and personal values shape decisions that ripple through society. Readers see how mission-driven workers reconcile conflicting goals such as speed and accuracy, fairness and flexibility, stewardship and innovation. The narrative also examines the constraints professionals navigate each day, from statutory rules and procurement timelines to media scrutiny and political turnover. By tracing the path of a single permit, inspection, dataset, or safety protocol, the book reveals the hands and minds behind outcomes we take for granted. What emerges is a portrait of public work as a craft that demands judgment under uncertainty. This humanizing lens challenges easy cynicism and invites readers to evaluate performance by effort, evidence, and results rather than by slogans. Secondly, systems, risk, and the unseen infrastructure. Much of government work is risk management in systems so vast and interdependent that success is invisible and failure is spectacular. This theme explains the routines that keep critical infrastructure functioning, from supply chains and emergency stockpiles to weather monitoring, food safety, and financial safeguards. The book explores how small administrative choices aggregate into systemic resilience, a maintenance schedule that prevents a blackout, a redundancy that protects a vaccine cold chain, a procurement clause that averts fraud. It also demystifies the interplay between budgets, timelines, and legal requirements, showing why speed without safeguards can create larger risks. Readers learn how cross-agency coordination and mutual aid agreements are designed, tested, and stress-loaded during crises. The lesson is that sound governance treats risk as a portfolio to be mapped and mitigated, not eliminated, and that the quiet prevention of harm is a public value even when it rarely makes news. Thirdly, data, measurement, and decision-making. At the heart of effective public service lies measurement. What gets counted, how it is collected, and how it informs action. This topic follows data from field collection and sensors to dashboards, audits, and policy choices. The book shows why definitions matter, how sampling frames and missing data can distort reality, and why metadata and documentation are as vital as the numbers themselves. It examines the discipline of turning raw information into decisions with consequences for health, safety, and economic security. Readers see the tension between the need for timely indicators and the rigor of validated methods, and how transparency can bolster trust when updates and revisions are communicated clearly. The narrative highlights the value of public datasets that power research and local innovation, while also probing the ethics of privacy, security, and bias. Ultimately, it argues that better data practices do not merely reveal problems, they create the conditions to solve them. Fourthly, accountability, ethics, and public trust. Trust is the operating system of public life, And this theme explains how governments build or erode it through behavior, not rhetoric. The book shows how accountability operates across multiple layers: statutory oversight, inspector general investigations, performance audits, and public records. It explores the difference between blame assignment and learning-oriented accountability, arguing that systems improve when errors become inputs to better design rather than occasions for performance theater. Readers encounter the ethical trade-offs inherent in allocating scarce resources, interacting with private vendors, and communicating risk without inflaming fear. The narrative addresses how narratives shape legitimacy, why transparency must be paired with clarity, and how frontline professionalism can offset periods of political turbulence. By distinguishing malfeasance from complexity and good faith error, the book offers a framework for judging institutions fairly. The result is a pragmatic view of trust as something earned daily through competence, candor, and follow-through. Lastly, talent, incentives, and the future of public service. Sustaining effective government requires attracting and empowering people with modern skills and a strong sense of mission. This topic investigates recruitment bottlenecks, pay structures, and career pathways that either energize or exhaust talent. It examines how to bring technologists, data scientists, designers, and domain experts into roles where they can modernize legacy systems and improve service delivery. The book considers incentive design inside public organizations, including recognition, psychological safety, and opportunities to ship useful work quickly. It also maps new models of collaboration with academia, nonprofits, and responsible private partners to accelerate innovation without sacrificing accountability. Finally, it points to practical reforms that reduce friction for both workers and the public, from simpler procurement language to human-centered service design. The message is clear. By aligning incentives with mission and equipping teams with the right tools, governments can meet 21st-century challenges with confidence. In conclusion, who is government? Is for citizens who want to understand how their lives are shaped by public choices, for students and professionals considering careers in service, for journalists seeking context beyond daily headlines, and for leaders in business or nonprofits who must collaborate with public institutions. It benefits your life by sharpening your ability to evaluate performance, spot real risk, and engage constructively with agencies that influence health, safety, and opportunity. You gain a vocabulary to separate noise from signal, and practical insight into how to ask better questions and hold power to account. Choose this book over generic policy primers because it blends narrative energy with disciplined analysis, showing not only what should happen, but how work actually gets done. Michael Lewis brings clarity, empathy, and a talent for finding decision points that matter, making this a compelling guide to the systems and people that keep society running. If you would like to support Michael Lewis, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.
1 minute can open your eyes. One book can open your world. Knowledge gives you power.